This is Dr. Lee indicating follow-up progress note. Patient name, Black, BLACK, Reginald, REGINALD, date of birth 7/2/1949, date of service 8/19/2023, place Future Care Charles Village. Patient seen today as a follow-up at the rehab facility. Patient has been admitted to subacute rehab. Patient has a right knee, septic arthritis, also ambulatory dysfunction, the previous traumatic brain injury, and recently pneumonia, most likely aspiration. She patient was hospitalized and treated for aspiration pneumonia. Subsequently, he passed the swelling evaluation and has been readmitted here. Today, when I saw the patient, he's feeling okay. Still has a right knee pain, but no cough, no congestion, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever. On examination, he's awake, he's alert, oriented M3, but he has a dysarthria. Blood pressure is 129/71, pulse 74, temperature 27.9 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 98%. Had no hematoma, eyes and ectaric, neck, supple, longevity, chest, and tender lungs. Bilateral round care, the basis, heart, SNS2, abdomen is soft, non-tendon blossom positive, extremities, no edema, right knee, tender to palpate. Neuro, he's awake, alert, and M3, but he has right side weakness. A recent lab, liver function test, AST-108, ALT-107, alkaline phosphate 312, sodium 139, potassium 3.8, chloride 105. Assessment, patient has been admitted with right knee septic arthritis, next line. Previous traumatic brain injury resulted in right side weakness, next line dysarthria due to traumatic brain injury. Next, recent aspiration pneumonia treated. Next line. He has a transaminitis, elevated liver enzyme, but previously he has been diagnosed with a liver mass, is suspected of liver cancer, and outpatient oncology follow-up was advised. CT scan report is concerning for hepatocellular carcinoma. Patient also liver cirrhosis. At this point, we'll continue all his current medications, monitor his labs to complete the antibiotic course, PTOT, care plan discussed with the nursing staff. Next patient is a Newton, N-E-W-T-O-N, Newton Reginald, data service 8/19/2023, place which check at Charles Village. Patient seen today as a follow-up to the subacute rehab. Patient has a multiple medical problem, recently hospitalized and treated because patient has substance abuse, alcohol abuse, and reported fall when he went to the bathroom, hit his head, lost consciousness. He couldn't remember how long he lost consciousness, but when EMS arrived, patient was brought to the emergency room. He was known to have central cord syndrome, admitted to the ICU, and further imaging studies, evaluation done that show C3, C4, cervical spinosis, and MRI cervical spine also was performed, showed herniation. Patient underwent C-spine surgery. He tolerated the procedure well. Post-operatively, he was managed, and after stabilization, he was sent to the subacute rehab. While in the rehab, patient still feeling weak on the right side. No cough, no congestion, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever. Reward system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal pain, but get better with the taking medication. Neuro right side weakness. lab reviewed medication reviewed by me, assessment number one, status post fall, next line, cervical spine stenosis, next line cervical spine herniation, C3, C4, anterior cervical discectomy and diffusion, polysubstance use disorder, hypertension, leukocytosis, Moebius type 1 heart block with recovery, COPD but not an exacerbation at present. Plan will continue all his current medication, PTOT for precautions. Patient was counseled. He must ask for help because he's still weak on the right side if he wants to get out of the bed. He understood. Next patient is Thorpe, T-H-O-R-P-E, Thorpe Suzy, S-U-S-I-E, date of birth 11-1-1935, place which is Chad Village. Patient seen today as a follow-up for the nursing rehab. For patient has been admitted to subacute rehab for continuation of care, ambulatory dysfunction. Patient herself is a poor historian. She generalized weakness, no nausea, no vomiting. On examination, patient is awake, she's alert, forgetful and disoriented. Slowly respond to the questions. Blood pressure is 126 over 72, pulse 78, temperature 8.1 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 97. Next, upper longevity, chest and tender, lungs clear, heart, SMS2, abdomen, sour, non-turn, boss, and pulse, extremity, no cough, tenderness, sacral decubitus ulcer. Status post debridement in the hospital. Plan of care will continue all her current medications. I have reviewed the labs and the medication, local skin care. Patient is being followed by the wound team and will follow the wound team recommendations and dietitian for nutritional support to promote the wound healing. Next patient is Steven, S-T-E-V-E-N-S. Stevens Annie, date of birth 9-3-1950, date of service 8-19-2023, place which is Kirchha Village. Patient seen today as a follow-up in the nursing rehab. She has last week reported have some episode of bleeding per vagina, but we did work up including pelvic sonogram. No mass was identified at present. Patient denies any bleeding, no hematuria, no dysuria. And on examination, she's awake, she's alert, memory is impaired, and she's forgetful. Blood pressure is 122 over 70, pulse 72, temperature 98.0 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 97%. Next up, longevity, chest non-tender, lungs are clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowels are positive, extremities, no edema, neuro, she's awake, alert, but forgetful and disoriented. And we did the U.S. sonogram, pelvic sonogram, and the imaging studies. The normal size uterus, no evidence of fibroid, normal thickness, and normal size ovaries, no free fluid or no adnexal mass identified. At this point, since there is no active bleed, we'll monitor her and continue all her current medications reviewed by me. Monitor her blood pressure. Blood pressure is labile, but currently is very stable, and the patient has no other issue reported today. A care plan was discussed with the nursing staff.